The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
You know, this is a dark, dark, dark day in American history. Dark day in American history. This is the day, 47 years ago, that the Supreme Court of the United States handed down an evil decision. It's Roe v. Wade. And since that time, abortion has killed 62 million unborn babies here in America. 62 million babies. If you were listening earlier, it averages 98 every hour. 98 babies are killed in abortion nationwide every single hour. Well, on this dark, dark, dark day, there is some light and some wonderful, wonderful news. Because right now we are sitting at $7,000. I'm rounding it up. We're sitting at $7,000. Our dear, precious people are calling 800-999-7408, making pledges. We've had more people call today than any other day since last Thursday, and I could not be more happy. I could not be more grateful for our incredible audience. And get this. A man named John in our audience went online, and for whatever reason, he couldn't find where to click online. Now, if you go to thewordcolumbus.com, in fact, let me pull it up just to make sure here. Hang on. Hang with me. I'm pulling up on my computer here. All right. There it is, option line. When you go to thewordcolumbus.com, right across the top, you should see option line and the picture of a beautiful baby, and it says, give the gift of life today. Now, if you pull that up and don't see that, hit the refresh button on your computer, and it'll pop up. Sometimes you have to do that. But get this, and this blesses my heart. This just blesses my heart. A man named John in our audience decided he would go online. He couldn't find the button. That's okay. But here's the good news. He didn't quit. He didn't give up. He called. And so he called 800-999-7408, and he gave a very nice gift. In fact, John took care of a full hour at Option Line. And because of John's willingness to go the extra mile, his perseverance, 18 babies are going to be saved from abortion because of John's generous gift. God bless you, John. Now, we are really getting close. We're just $1,000 away from our goal. That's it. $1,000. I believe we can get that taken care of before we go off the air. 5:30 for our AM 880 folks. 6 o'clock for our 104.5 FM folks. But the lines, the phone lines have been ringing consistently during the entire program today. And on National Sanctity of Life Day, we have an opportunity to make a statement. We don't just talk about life. We do something about it. All right, here's the number, and then I'm going to get into the stories of the hour. I got several. 800-999-7408. We need $1,000. I believe if we would have five people call before we go off the air at the bottom of the hour, I think we'll have that $1,000. I'm asking you, would you pray about it? And I would imagine somebody could call 800-999-7408 and just you pledge $1,000. But maybe you can't. 75 takes care of one full hour. 150 takes care of two full hours. Let's get this done. We're $1,000 away. 800-999-7408. Hey, if you were not listening earlier, I got a story for you out of Sweden that is of importance to you. Yeah, I've got a story out of Sweden. I'll get to that in just a moment. But first, if you were not listening earlier, I want to read part of the President's Proclamation on National Sanctity of Human Life Day. Now, whether I was talking to you about Heartbeat International or not, I would want to read this to you. Like him, hate him, or somewhere in between, President Trump is the most pro-life president of my lifetime. He's actually done more for the pro-life movement than Ronald Reagan, and Ronald Reagan did a lot. He's done far more than George W. Bush, and Bush did a lot. And I'll be really honest with you. I'll be absolutely honest. During the primary, before Donald Trump became the candidate, and then after he became the candidate and was talking all this pro-life stuff, I'll be honest with you, I didn't believe him. I didn't. I admit it. I thought he was saying stuff just to get elected. I did not believe his commitment to the pro-life cause. He has exceeded what I hoped for and prayed for. All right, today, Donald Trump released this proclamation. I'm not going to read all of it. He begins, "Every person, the born and the unborn, the poor, the downcast, the disabled, the infirm, and the elderly, has inherent value. Although each journey is different, no life is without worth or is inconsequential. The rights of all people must be defended. On National Sanctity of Human Life Day, our nation proudly and strongly reaffirms our commitment to protect the precious gift of life at every stage, from conception to natural death." And then he talks about the decreases in the total number of abortions the last few years. That's wonderful. But then he says this, and again I quote, "Still, there is more to be done, and as president, I will continue to fight to protect the lives of the unborn." And then let me skip over. "My administration is also building an international coalition to dispel the concept of abortion as a fundamental human right. So far, 24 nations representing more than 1 billion people have joined this important cause. We oppose any projects that attempt to assert a global right to taxpayer-funded abortion on demand up to the moment of delivery, and we will never tire of defending innocent life at home or abroad. As a nation, we must remain steadfastly dedicated to the profound truth that all life is a gift from God, who endows every person with immeasurable worth and potential." And then he ends by saying, "Now, therefore, I, Donald J. Trump, President of the United States of America, by virtue of the authority vested in me by the Constitution and laws of the United States, do hereby proclaim January 22nd, 2020, as National Sanctity of Human Life Day. Today, I call on the Congress to join me in protecting and defending the dignity of every human life, including those not yet born. I call on the American people to continue to care for women in unexpected pregnancies and to support adoption, foster care in a more meaningful way so every child can have a loving home. And finally, I ask every citizen of this great nation to listen to the sound of silence caused by a generation lost to us, and then to raise their voices for all affected by abortion, both seen and unseen." Powerful words. And it's really bizarre because today, President Trump is calling on Congress to stand for life, while Congress is trying to remove him from office because of a phone call. Think of how bizarre that is. The President of the United States has reached out to every one of us and asked us today to stand for life. Well, many of you have already done that today. You've called Heartbeat International and made a wonderful pledge. I'm asking more of you to do it now. We are $1,000 away from our goal, 800-999-7408. Let's have at least four or five between now and the bottom of the hour. Would you be one of them? Would you call right now? Would you pray about it? 800-999-7408. 800-999-7408. We'll be right back.
Today's news, God's word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
Oh, praise God, praise God, from whom all blessings flow. I want to thank Kenneth. Kenneth just called 800-999-7408. God bless you, Kenneth. And then I want to thank Kristen. Kristen just called 800-999-7408. And then I want to thank Joellen, who just called 800-999-7408. And that means that right now, we are $400 away from our goal. $400. This has been a good, good day on Sanctity of Life Day. All right. Who will put us over? We're $400 away from our goal. Who will put us over? 800-999-7408. We got about 6 minutes before our AM signal goes off the air. Let's do it. We're $400 away from our goal. How about it? $400. Four people with 100, one person with 400. Pray about it. It's been a good day. Sanctity of Life Day. Hey, listen, we're not just talking. We are literally saving lives. I'm sorry. I'm doing a little correspondence concerning a Heartbeat. Someone who may want to give, and I was just trying to take care of it. It's been such a good day. Thank you. Sanctity of Life Day, 800-999-7408. 800-999-7408, $400 away. That's it. All right, we're gonna get there. Will you put us over? Help us? 800-999-7408. Here's a headline that should concern all of you. Sweden seeks to ban all religious schools to combat segregation amid increasing Muslim population. Now, this is similar to the story I read to you about Europe just a few minutes ago, and I want to make this absolutely clear. I am not in any way advocating that we throw Muslims out of the country or we shut the door to Muslims. Not at all. I don't hate Muslims. I love them because Jesus loves them. But we are to be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. Every country where Muslim immigration has increased dramatically, there has been loss of religious freedom and liberty, particularly for Christians. Now, what's happening in Sweden? Well, let me read you part of the story, and then I'll give you a little commentary. Sweden's governing party is seeking to ban all religious schools to combat segregation in the country, which has taken in a record number of Muslim asylum seekers in recent years. A government official said, and I quote, "We have to knock down segregation to keep Sweden together. School segregation must therefore also be broken down." Now, what's he talking about? As more and more Muslims have immigrated into Sweden, they've started their own schools. Because as we have seen even here in Columbus, many times the Muslim community does not assimilate into the rest of the community. They stay by themselves. So in Sweden, these Muslim communities have sprung up and they have their own schools. And in their schools, they have men and women separated because that's the custom of Islam. Well, the Democratic Socialistic Party in Sweden says we got to stop this segregation. But they cannot single out the Muslims. They can't do that. There would be riots. So because they can't single out the Muslims that are causing the problem, they're just going to do all religious schools. See, now, if it was the Christians, they would just say, hey, we're going to abandon, we're just going to ban Christian schools. They can't, you know. The Christians are not the problem. It's the Muslims that are the problem. But because they fear the Muslims, they're just going to wipe out all Christian schools, or not Christian, all religious schools in the country. Isn't that interesting? Quote, this again is from a Swedish official. "We have seen cases of systematic gender segregation and opinions that do not belong in Swedish schools." In other words, radical Islam. So in order to deal with radical Islam in Sweden, they're going to discriminate against the Christians as well, because they can't offend the Muslims. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? Hey, before we go off the air, Sandra just called. God bless you, Sandra. We are now $100 away from our goal. Yeah. We're $115 away from our goal. Somebody right now, call 800-999-7408. We're $115 away from our goal. Somebody put us over the goal. 800-999-7408. It has been such a good day. Such a good day. I hope you can continue over on 104.5 FM. We'll be back.